We want to stand those in the sanctuary that will remain. And we want to go to the book of James. Amen. The book of James today. That's Sister Ashley's favorite book. We're going to the book of James chapter 1 today. Praise the Lord. And I want to give honor to my God. And it's been 21 years, I think it is, since my dad passed away. And I'm so thankful for my dad, what he put in my life. I'm so thankful for men of God that has been there for me during these 21 years to help me, to bless me. And I thank God for the strength that God had on my mom when she lost my dad. It was amazing. I never would have dreamed in my days, Mom, the strength that you would have got. And my dad was a very strong man, very man of character, took care of my mom very well. But you know what? She made it. It was amazing. She had some, and she could have moved away immediately from where they lived at. She stayed there in that house for over a year. Then she finally moved back to where she was raised in her mother and dad's house, who had been gone, had passed away. And she was there for many years, and she's been here over 3, maybe 4 years now. We're so thankful what God does. Amen. The strength of God. The book of James, chapter 1, verse 17 and 18. Reading the book of James. James is amazing. He is the apostle, but yet there is something about him that had a lot of wisdom, not only, but all scripture is divinely inspired of God. So 1:17 said, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will he begat us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. In other words, every perfect gift he gives, the creator, the sustainer. And God has, there's no variation. God don't rise and set. God don't just, you know, back and forth. But God is perfect. And he birthed us as his children by the word. And we are the first fruits of his creatures. In other words, we are those that he showcases and he looks to. He did not die for the spotted owl. He did not die for any other creature, but he died for you and I. He didn't even die for the angels, but he died for you, that you may know the power of resurrection, the power of his spirit and his righteousness. Amen. Are you thankful what Jesus has done for you? Amen. Would you lift your hands and thank him today? Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that perfect gift. Lord, I thank you for the things of your spirit. I thank you for your grace and power. Lord, I thank you for your mercy. Bless and anoint today, God, the ears to hear, to receive. In the name of the Lord, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. Amen. On this Father's Day, the scripture says, amen, every good and perfect gift coming from above, from the Father of lights, the Father that created everything. We're thankful that in the scripture, when you read that, a lot of times you read through it, but you really don't see in it everything that really is there. It's kind of like a lemon. You get to squeeze in a lemon and you keep getting it out, but the more you squeeze, it seems like the more you get out of it. Or they used to say, like the honey on the honeycomb, you start chewing and it starts oozing out. But the lemon, you'll get to a place where you will exalt all the different things inside of it. And the honeycomb, you could chew it, and pretty soon it will give everything it got. But when you find the God of heaven and what he gives, amen, his gift is never that gift that depletes or runs out. Amen. God knows how to give the perfect gift. Have you ever had an opportunity to buy a gift for somebody and you did not know what to get that person? Have you ever had, you were there, you were shopping, so I need to get them something. And you search. I mean, you just don't give them anything. Amen. Why give a grandma that has pictures all over her walls a poster of aliens? I mean, she don't need that. A kid wants to give grandma a Spider-Man deal. But isn't it amazing that when grandma gets that picture from that grandbaby, maybe it's with crayons or something. I don't care what kind of thing she has on her wall. When it's from that grandbaby, that grandma finds a place to put it, maybe on the refrigerator, on the wall somewhere, and said, hey, this is what my little grandbaby did. It's amazing. Our God knows how to give the perfect gift. Amen. I've received gifts before that really people just gave just to give something. They gave and they bought just to give. And the thing behind it is, you know, it's the thought that counts. Amen. How many of you ever got a gift before and you thought, man, where am I going to put this? What am I going to do with this? I mean, my house is full. I've got enough gadgets and I've got enough whatnots in my house. Amen. You ever seen a little lady that had all these little figurines and all these little things? And you think, well, what can I, I'll get her another one. That's the last thing on earth she needs is another dust collector. But I'm thankful that my God knows how to give exactly what we need today. Amen. Exactly what I've been needing, what is beneficial to me. Amen. Oh, that perfect gift from God. Amen. And I'm thankful, amen, how God gives. In Luke, the 11th chapter, it says in verse 13, if ye then, being sinful or evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? I want to just say this from my heart today. Amen. If we know how to give good gifts to our children, amen, God has a gift for us that is the perfect fit, the perfect gift. Amen. Oh, I've had people give me things that did not fit me. Amen. Oh, maybe it was a clothing article or a gift that was something that did not fit my lifestyle. Amen. Things that I did not wear or something I did not use or something that it never was part of my life. Amen. But God's gift fits exactly what I need. Amen. Maybe not what I want every time, but God knows exactly what your need is. How beautiful, amen, the gift giver is. How beautiful is his presence. Amen. When God begins to work in a heart and a life, there's nothing like the gift of God. Amen. The Holy Ghost. Amen. We're so thankful for the blessings of the Lord. And we find in Romans, the Bible says the wages, the consequences, the payday of sin is going to be death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I'm glad I got more than just a little lifespan here. I got more than just a little dash on my tombstone. And when you think about it, they put the year you were born and the year you die, and your life is represented by a little dash. God said, I come to give you more than a dash. I come to give you more than just a little bit. But I come that you may have life and it more abundantly. I got something beyond this world. I got something beyond the grave. I got something beyond what man could ever manufacture or what man could ever do. Are you thankful for the gift of eternal life? Well, they're using artificial intelligence today. It's in the beginning. On the way to church today, my radio was already on, and a commentator was talking about it, and he was talking, and he said, in 2 years' time, they could take, or similar to a MRI of your brain, and what you're thinking about. If you're thinking about a giraffe, they have the capability to know what you're thinking, and it could print out exactly on a screen or demonstrate on the screen exactly what you've been thinking. And this man was saying, you know, this is getting scary. This is, he said, these things are starting to happen. And he said, you know, everybody, he said, things could take over and things could, you know, and he was talking about it. But I was thinking about this. Amen. I'm glad that God knows my thoughts. He knows what I'm thinking. But my God don't have destruction. My God has exactly what I need today. Amen. I don't need something artificial. I need something genuine. I need that perfect gift of God, that thing that fits my life. I don't need something loose. I don't need something baggy. I don't need something too tight. But I need something right for my soul. I need what God has ordained for my life. How beautiful when God amen, customs and tailors it just for your heart. Have you ever been through something and you thought, oh, why am I going through this? Why in the world am I going through this? And when you got to the other side of the situation, you realize, God, you tailored the valley. You tailored the situation to bring me through, to teach me something, and to give me. Have you been better since God's brought you through the valley? How many's been through a trial that God brought you through, but it bettered your soul? It gave you faith. It grew your life, and it helped you through and let you know that God is in control. Amen. Many storms have come our way in our lives, and we couldn't comprehend what's going on. Why is a storm? Why are these things? I'm telling you, God would never ordain anything, amen, that doesn't have a purpose for your soul. Amen. Jonah, amen, aboard that ship, amen. Oh, everybody got upset. But you know, old Jonah, amen, he knew what God was doing. He knew the reason why. He said, well, I'm the problem. Won't you throw me overboard? But God just don't quit. God prepared a great fish. And even in the belly of the fish, God wasn't done. Finally, Jonah turned. Amen. I'm telling you, what will God do to get your heart? What will God do to get people to turn to Him? I'm thankful for the goodness and the help of the Lord. I'm thankful that God don't quit easy. Amen. Are you thankful for the goodness of the Lord that God just keeps on and keeps on with His grace and mercy? Amen. Hallelujah. But gift given, it is amazing how there's been, I had some things or gifts that just wasn't adequate. Gifts that just, you know, I know the thought counts. But some things that you receive become something that you just throw in a corner or throw in a drawer or put in a closet, or you take it to Goodwill. We got something funny to share with you. Sister Kathy, y'all know that she loved to go to the resale shops here in town. She didn't like Goodwill because Goodwill was too high for her. So she would go to the women's shelter. Well, Sister Crosswhite, one day, Sister Kathy come in, and I mean, you just have to remember how Sister Kathy was. She come in the house, she kicked her shoes off. Oh, and she did that hand that certain way. She said, oh, Sister Crosswhite, guess what I got for you? And she reached in that bag, and it was a blouse. And she was so excited. She said, oh, go try it on. I mean, whatever, whatever. And, well, it really wasn't part of my wife's taste. And can I be just matter of fact for my wife? My wife kind of thought it wouldn't. It was kind of ugly. Anyway, she wore it. She was grateful. Sister Kathy, you was mindful. It was, you know. But so it went a period of time that my wife said, won't you take it to Goodwill? Sister Kathy, don't go to Goodwill. Take it to Goodwill. And so on the way to church that day, I dropped it off at Goodwill. I promise you, about a month later, Sister Kathy walks in the house, and she was so excited. Sister Crosswhite, she said, I got something for you. I went to Goodwill, and it was the same blouse. Man, have you ever had things that you just couldn't read? I mean, amen. But I'm thankful that there's something about what God has to give. Amen. That beautiful gift of His Spirit. That beautiful touch of His way. Amen. He's that perfect gift giver. Amen. Oh, I'm thankful for these things that God has given. Amen. It fits. It's accurate to my need. Amen. But, oh, I want to go a step further today about this. You all, I mean, some of you did not have the privilege of having a earthly, you probably had a father. But I had a father, but I also, my father was my daddy. Let me explain. Anybody can make a boy, a child, but it takes a man to be a daddy. It takes somebody to take care, love, and support. Amen. I get a lot of guys that boast, man, I got all these babies, and they'll tell me in the jail, I got all, I said, but you're not taking care of them. And I'll fuss at them. I'll get on their toes. And I'll tell them very quickly, hey, you got a responsibility. Anybody can say, I got all these kids. Look, all these kids I've made. But if you're not taking care of them, what are you? You're really not doing your part. So I'm thankful. In my life, I had a man that loved me, took care of me. And my dad was a tender-hearted man. And my dad would, I mean, he had that ability where he would love you. And anytime my dad's heart was touched, my dad would cry. He was very tender. Tears. And there have been times I thought, man, I was kind of embarrassed. My dad was crying. But you know what? Today I look at it and my heart bleeds because that man had a tender heart for my life. Oh, we had great things. My dad had, we had fun growing up. My dad gave to us. I mean, we were blessed. And I loved it because my dad always wanted to do something fun. Always. We went and we did. It was always exciting. And I thank God for that. But there was times that my dad had the ability to say no to me. My dad still had that ability to say, I'm not putting up with that. And I've seen him many times driving on the road. I mean, can you imagine a car full of boys? And there's three of us that 2 years difference between us. And all three of us get in trouble. We get to hitting each other. And it only took just a little bit. My dad said, okay, that's enough. And I can remember that there was a time that my dad had enough. And I can remember him taking his belt off. And I can remember those belt loop, that belt going across those belt loops. Loop, 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 loop. And whenever he took it off, he meant business. He said, I said, that's enough. And I mean, and I can remember my dad giving me a whipping. But you know what? To this day, I don't disrespect what my dad did because he didn't abuse me with it. He gave me a proper spanking in a proper manner because I was out of order. And I'm thankful to this day that my dad was that man that loved me enough to discipline me and correct me. My dad just didn't beat me. My dad wouldn't abuse me. And there are people that had that. And I'm sorry to say this, but in relating that, I want to just relate to God. When God says no to us, it's a gift. When God says, whoa, amen, it's a compliment. There's a lot of people haven't realized the goodness of God when God says, hey, I want to fix you. I want to help you. I want to bless you. And we want God, we want the liberty, but God pulls on the reins of our hearts and says, no, 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 no. Are you thankful for the no's that God has given you? Are you thankful for the time that God has kept you from some things? Oh, God has saved me from a lot of things. But I'm thankful that God has kept me from some things. God has kept me from some foolish error. What a great gift that was. All the heartaches it would have cost me. All the problems that it would have brought about in my life. All the different things. Amen. That it would have kept on just bringing more and more problems, but the goodness and the grace of God taught me something. Amen. Oh, when God says no, there's a purpose behind it. Amen. God doesn't answer every prayer. Amen. For a purpose. God don't just give you everything in the whole storeroom, but God knows how to give it right on time. And God is that perfect gift giver. Amen. Have you ever been through a valley where you couldn't feel the Spirit of God and you went through that dry spirit and you think, God, where you're at? God never left you. God just wanted your attention more. It's easy to come to church and plug in when we've been running loose. And we've been going our way all week, and all of a sudden we come and plug in, and then we want the attention of God. We want the feeling of God. We want to feel the presence of God. When God says, what about on Tuesday when I try to talk to you? What about on Wednesday when I try to get a hold of you? I wanted to touch you, but you were too occupied. And God leads you through a valley and a period of time where you can't feel him, but yet he's doing it for your good, to teach you to love him, to teach you to be aware of him. Thank you, Jesus, for that kind of gifts. Well, today, the greatest gift that my natural dad ever gave me was himself. And the greatest gift that God will ever give you is his presence. I'm thankful for the goodness of the Lord that the presence of God is with me. Some love receiving things, but God not only has the faultless gift, but God is the gift, and he has the gift of himself. Amen. John 10:10, he says, I'm come that you may have life. I am come that you may have life and it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. And ironically, he said, the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Amen. I want to tell us today in the house of God, he paid the price that we can know the power of his spirit. Amen. A lot of times we think the presence of God is in this place. Amen. But we don't realize that the presence of God is more than a sensation. The presence of God is more than a feeling. The presence of God is more than you just getting jitter bumps. Amen. Inside of you. But the presence of God is God himself. The Holy Ghost is not just something that God wants to give you and say, here's this little token. But I believe that the gift of the Holy Ghost is God coming in your life, wanting to live inside of your life. Are you thankful for the gift of God himself? Amen. How beautiful it is. Amen. When God comes to live in somebody's life. Amen. Does God have resident inside of your soul? Does God have a welcome inside of your life? I come to talk to us today. We need more than just a little tongue talking every now and then. We need more than just a little touch God and feel God every now and then. We need more than a skip and a jump and a hop. Amen. Every now and then. But we need God all the time. Amen. Hallelujah. He don't sleep. He's never on vacation. I love it when the old prophet said, he was talking to the prophets, Baal worshipers. He said, and they were crying out to their God, and they didn't get an answer. He said, is your God perhaps going on a journey? Is your God on vacation? Maybe your God has out of order. Maybe your God's not working today. Maybe your God's broke today. Maybe your God is out of stuff. Maybe your God doesn't have the power. But I'm thankful today that my God still has power. My God has more than enough what I need today. He's still the great physician. Hallelujah. Talked to several pastors this week. Have called me, several. One particular pastor, I just was with him in a camp meeting. And he was one of the preachers there. And he said, Brother Crosswhite, he said, we were talking about evangelism, reaching out to people. He said, there was a man that is a contractor there in Tulsa that works. And he said he came to the church and he was working there on the pavement. And he said he got to talking to him. He was wondering why. And he started talking to him. And he said, before you know it, he said, the Lord just started right there. He said, this guy started just looking at him weeping. He said, I've never felt this before. And he said, I feel something. And he said, I feel something on the outside. My skin's crawling, but I feel something burning on the inside. And Brother Short told him, he said, that's the presence of the Almighty God. The God that created the universe is wanting to touch you, wanting to come in your life. Amen. I'm thankful today that God can touch and God can minister. Amen. But oh, I'm thankful that God is that gift. Amen. The greatest gift ever is God today in our life. Amen. God loves our attention. He loves your love. He will go beyond everything just to capture you sometimes, capture your heart. When even our hearts are strayed, our hearts and attention is somewhere else. Our love is tangled up with something else. Amen. But today, whenever I just start focusing, a while ago when they were singing, amen, we were going through the songs, and I'm a human just like you, believe me. Amen. Oh, I have a personal prayer time. Amen. And I have that time. But oh, when I finally just let God a while ago and I tapped into something, the Spirit of the Lord began to minister to me. And I recognized not only to me, but other people here. I wonder how many times we fail in letting God be God because we just go through the ritual and we learn the song and we learn just the movement of everything. But we don't give God the opportunity, amen, just to do what he really wants to do. Today in this place, would you let the God of heaven, the Father of all creation, work in your spirit and your heart and do what he really wants to do in you. We're too busy. We're too tied up. Not now, God. When my daughter was just a little girl, and I've said this, wherever I go, I tell people this, whether I'm at the jail, preaching at camp, or preaching this pulpit, Katie said, "Daddy, every time I heard you talk about, I feel the presence of God is in this place." Or the presence of God is in this place. She said, "I always thought that was big old presence, like wrap gifts in this place, the presence of God." And as a little girl, she was excited because the presence. Many people are excited about the presence instead of the presence of God. Amen. We want what God has for us, but we don't want God. Amen. I want to just talk to us about that today. Amen. Oh, we can launch into a greater way when we realize, amen, that there is power when we recognize more than just these big boxes and gifts and things that God has for you. God does have some gifts for you, but God has his presence for you. I'm telling you, the God of heaven, the Heavenly Father, wants to bless your life with his presence, his glory, his essence inside of you. I mean, there's nothing like the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, there's nothing like when God starts operating in somebody's life. Amen. You can't contain it. Sitting in a furniture store, amen, this Friday, I think it was, we're going to talk to these two men that own it about the Word of God. We get to talking. All of a sudden, one of them said, he said, "Pastor, my skin is crawling right now. I feel something all over me." And I looked at him and I said, "Oh, amen. We're feeling the Holy Ghost right now. We're feeling the King of Kings. We're feeling the God of heaven. Amen. I'm not feeling junior. I'm not feeling the third. I'm not feeling no senior. I feel God himself. God is not three. God is one. Hear me. There's only one God. But God loves it when you get one with him. You get one-on-one with him. And there's a oneness. You could be in a crowd and there could be a unity here. The Bible says on the day of Pentecost, there was in one mind and one accord. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven and he filled the place where they were sitting. Oh, isn't it amazing? You ever been in a place where there was oneness? The congregation got in one mind and one accord. Amen. I've seen people miss it. I've seen people while the Holy Ghost was ministering in a service to where, I mean, all of a sudden they popped up and they were going to the bathroom. And I go, they just missed it. This was for them. I watched people distract and turn around and talk to somebody else in the middle of a service where God was trying to minister. And they didn't realize that distractions is a tool of the enemy many times. To where when God is trying to minister in a congregation, that's the last time. Amen. Hey, we could hold and not go to the bathroom 15, 20 miles sometimes. Amen. Why can't we wait a little longer in the house of God and say, "God, I want to get my heart filled. Amen. I want to get my soul filled. Amen." Or like my pastor said, go before church. And there's some people just have to go. We understand it. But y'all know what I'm talking about. There's some people easy distracted. Easily their attention is taken away. Or God is trying to do something mighty. Amen. I watch also, not just in church, but I watch the enemy distract people at the finest point of their life where they get too occupied. Or maybe they let something get under their skin and get distracted from their relationship with God. Amen. I've had people that I've tried to reach to, try to talk to. Amen. I've called people on the phone. I've showed up and tried to talk to them about, "Man, we missed you at church," and they've given me the cold shoulder. Amen. "Oh, thank you. But I got to get busy. Or I got this going on. Pastor, amen." But, oh, the enemy knows how to distract you from your relationship very well. Amen. Oh, I'm thankful today. Amen. When we get one with God, how beautiful it is when somebody lets God work in their life and let God walk in their life. Amen. God is looking for a relationship. And God is looking for you to step up that relationship that you give him the pleasure of working in your life. Let God have his will. Amen. Let the will of God operate in your soul. Hey, think about it. We're not robots. Amen. When God takes over us, no longer we're slaves from sin. But it is our responsibility to persevere. Amen. I think that God is wanting us to pursue him sometimes. There's some people just don't catch that. It is like, have you ever seen somebody that always wants to receive? They're on the receiving end. Receive, 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 receive. They like to get, and gimme. God is looking for us to get out of that gimme stage and learn to give ourselves completely to God. Peter and John just received the Holy Ghost. Acts the third chapter. They're going into the temple, the hour of prayer. There was a lame man asking for alms. He's, hey, just a handout. I'm poor. I need to eat today. And he's rattling his cup to help me. He may not have any piece of silver or gold in that cup, but a stone. So please help me. Oh, and he looked on Peter and John expecting to receive something of them. Peter looked on him with John and said, silver and gold have we none, but such as I have, give I thee. I want to tell somebody, amen, oh, are you thankful that I have something to give to my neighbor? I have something to give to my world? What do you have in your relationship with God? When you have nothing else but God, you got something. You got a treasure. Amen. Oh, I love it when I walk in that place the other day. Amen. I started talking about Jesus Christ, and I looked at a murderer, and she began to weep before, amen, the presence of the Almighty God. You think, man, God can't touch her. She's cold. Amen. She's mean. Amen. But I want to tell you, I don't care how big the bars of the jail is or how much the sentence is. The God of heaven still reaches when we begin to let God. What are you giving? What do you have to give? Hallelujah. Such as I have. Amen. Have you ever remember the old days where they used to have IOUs? Y'all remember that? IOUs. Well, I can remember somebody said they'd go to a grocery store and they had a tab, right, and a count. And you go there, and back in those days, they used to, when you go to grocery shopping or go to the store, they didn't call it just shopping, they call it trading. How many of you older people remember that? So I trade over here. Well, that started because people years ago, they didn't have cash and currency. They would bring two chickens, and they needed a bushel of potatoes, so they would trade chickens for potatoes. That's how it started, trading. And they didn't use currency. But there come a time where you did not have, and you would have to say, hey, I need this. And so you had an IOU, and you would sign that, and they would charge you and put it on your account. And when you got it, you paid it. There's a lot of people come to God like they feel like God owes them. They feel like God constantly owes them, just give me. I want to just talk to us today. It's our turn to learn to give to God. Can you give more than what you're given in your life? I'm not talking about physical money, but I'm talking about more of you. Man, there's more of you you could give. You think, man, Brother Carlson, we go to church all the time. I'm not talking about going to church. I'm talking about giving of you, giving of your worship, giving of your attention. When's the last time that you got out of your little routine and your little order and you said, God, I owe you. Amen. You don't owe me a drop. I come to praise you. I want to tell you, if God has been merciful to you, you owe God your life. Amen. God is not looking for your patty cake. God is not looking for your hands to be raised. God is not looking for you just to come to church and just to say, I come and I just attend church today. But God is looking for somebody to say, God, here am I. Here's my soul. Here's my life. Amen. God is looking for somebody to finally give themselves over to him. Amen. Oh, friend, I'm telling you, amen, God is live and well today. The presence of the Almighty God has come. Amen. But oh, I wonder today that somebody would recognize that in their spirit. They tell me that in Athens, Greece, a place of idol worship, that there was an altar to pity. The word what we call pity. And pity is that feeling and reaching to somebody that's less fortunate. But they tell me that that altar never had any worshipers. I read something this morning about that. They said the altar of pity was an empty altar. Worshippers would flock to the altars of the gods, supposedly, of what they wished for. For example, they wanted to be people that had prosperity. They would go to Zeus. They would go to the strong things. They wanted pleasures. They would go to the altars of pleasure. They wanted romance. They would go to the god of romance, to the idol, and they begin to go to it and worship it because that was something that they were wanting and something they were desiring. But the altar of pity, they said nobody wanted to go there because it would cost you something. And I thought about that this morning reading that. I thought, what about the altar of God? You know, the altar of God, you're not just supposed to give something. But a lot of times we come and we give God something. God's not wanting something. God's wanting you. If we don't give ourselves, then what good is it? Kind of like, let me use the illustration again. I've used 100,000 times, supposedly. The old Indian, American Indian chief, comes to the altar. And he's wanting the Holy Ghost. And he came to the altar and knelt down. And he laid his bows and arrows on the altar. He still didn't receive the Holy Ghost. The next night he come, he laid his war bonnet down. Still didn't receive the Holy Ghost. Next day he laid his tomahawk. Still didn't receive the Holy Ghost. Moccasins, still didn't receive the Holy Ghost. Finally, he had nothing else to give. So he laid himself on the altar, and God filled him with the Holy Ghost. I'm coming to tell you, a lot of times we come and we give our little things, amen, but we don't give ourselves on the altar. Amen. Is the altar of God like the altar of pity? Amen. Empty. Amen. God is looking for somebody to give themselves fully to God. Amen. And say, God, I'm tired of things going my way. I want it to be your way, God. I want to be a true worshiper. The Bible says the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. I want to be a spirit worshiper, but I also want to worship God in truth. Are you thankful for the truth of the Word of God? Amen. Are you thankful for the way of God? Amen. Is your life God's? Or is it yours? Everybody wants their opinion, their rights today. Everybody talks about their rights and their opinions. What about truth? Amen. Let me just, in towards the end of what I'm trying to say today, what one calls repentance is only a merely confession. When it's just to say, I'm sorry, take away my reproach. And that's what the world calls repentance. Just a mere confession to say, God, I'm sorry, take away my reproach. But when repentance is truly repentance, repentance is when one gives themselves completely over with their faults, with their failures, and they surrender themselves completely to God. The Bible says that kind of repentance is when the angels in heaven rejoice over one sinner that cometh to repentance. I'm thankful today that God has a place for us. Amen. God says, I'm not going to give you a touch. I'm not going to give you just a little gift. I'm not just going to give you just a little sprinkling on the outside and a little feel good. I'm not going to perfume you up. I'm not going to just take your mud off of you. But I want to come and live inside of your life. I want to come and dwell within your being. Amen. Oh, I love this. I read it when I was just a young man. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God, the greatest giver. So loved, the greatest degree. The world, the greatest number. That he gave, the greatest act. His only begotten son, the greatest gift. That whosoever, the greatest invitation, believeth, the greatest simplicity in him, the greatest person, should not perish, the greatest deliverance, but have the greatest difference, even the everlasting life, the greatest possession. I don't know about you, but I got more than just even a feeling. I got more than just a feeling, but I got God living inside of me. The greatest gift is God himself. Stand with me in this place. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I was in a hospital. My kids were, before we got Isaac, I believe. I can remember right. I can't even remember this time when I was in a hospital. I think it's when I was having seizures. And I was in Memorial Hospital. My mind was distorted. My body was worn out. I was having grand mal seizures. Didn't know why. Never had them before. And the thing you do, you wake up and you feel like you've been ran over. Hurting all over. Your nerves, your body, your muscles, all that. And I can remember that dark hospital room one night. I was awakened, the door was opened, and somebody come in my room. I can remember they didn't even turn the light on. That person came in my room. That person reached over, pulled the sheets up, scooted in that hospital bed with me. That person was my bride, my wife. She said, I couldn't stand to leave you here by yourself. I just had to come. She said, I couldn't rest. And I can remember, she put her arms around me. She laid right there. And I heard her sniffling. She'd been crying. Something happened when I felt my bride next to me. It gave me a sense of assurance. Gave me a sense of, wow. It gave me even a sense of wondering, why me? But she came because I'm hers. That altar that day when Brother Schubert said, Brent, would you take Kelly to be your wife to have and to hold? I said, yes. And when he looked at her and said, Kelly, would you take Brent? She said, yes. That day we made that commitment. I belong to her. She belongs to me. We're one. And I'm thankful there's been times in the similar manner, I felt the presence of the Almighty God step in my situation. And I go, God, why? Why me? Why are you here, God? But in the time of troubles, the scripture said he will hide us under his pavilion, the shelter of his wings. And as the scripture says, but the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, I'm thankful for the comfort power of the Holy Ghost, God himself. He's been reaching right now around to hold us, to help us. But look what would have happened if we had never had that. Where would you be if God would have said, I got something for you? And you were satisfied with just something like this. And that's all you saw was just what God had in his hand. And you were satisfied with the touch of God, the sensation of God. But you never realized that God didn't want to just give you this. God wanted to step in your life, and God wanted to be one with you. The presence of the Almighty God is in this room right now in the same way. Amen. And God is looking for somebody to open up. Amen. You've been fighting a weary battle. You've been on a weary journey in your life. Amen. You've been feeling the punches of life. Amen. I want to tell somebody the King of Kings stepped in. Amen. Oh, he stepped in this morning. Amen. He wants to put his loving robe around you. Amen. He wants to reach inside of your soul and say, amen, I'm here because you're mine. I'm here today because I care. I'm here today because this has been the greatest joy. I want to just go on and just say this. From the very beginning of time, truth has marched. You know what truth is? It's the very essence and the expression of God. Truth has marched and kept on marching when people denied God. People denied the truth. People resisted the truth. But truth just kept marching through time. And truth has come to your life. And truth has given you the opportunity. Truth has opened your eyes that you know that there's a one true living God, a God of mercy, a God of compassion. And truth marched to your life. But I don't want truth to pass me by today and march off without me. I want to march with God. I want to walk with God. I want to go with Him. Amen. Oh, the presence of truth is in this place right now. Amen. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost for somebody. Amen. Would you lift your hands to God right now? Somebody needs to give God that yes. Somebody needs to step out of the way. You've been going through something. Amen. But the King has stepped in today. The true God, truth has stepped in. Amen. God is wanting to set you free. Amen. Oh, He said, I've come that you may have life and it more abundantly, and truth will be the sanctifier, the things that set you apart. Amen. It has set apart your life for a purpose and a reason. Amen. I want you to step out of your chairs this morning, saints. Amen. I want you to come to the front and lift your hands around this front. Amen. I want you to come around close. Don't go to the sides over here. I want you to gather around close to the pulpit. Amen. Area in the altar area. Amen. God don't want an empty altar. Amen. That you leave without giving yourself to God. But God just wants somebody to give over to Him and say, Master, I'm thankful that you love me enough to come. Amen. The greatest gift. I'm talking to today, the perfect gift coming from the Father above. Come on, the most perfect thing is God's presence today in your life. Oh, truth is here. Through the corridors of time, truth is marched. But truth has led a mighty army of people, but it's left behind a multitude that rejected it. Hallelujah. But truth wants to lead you into His marvelous light and His plan. Hallelujah, ridiamo. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Would you let the Holy Ghost anoint you right now in your life? Amen. Let God pour His presence in you, His Spirit in you, His glory. Would you let God right now minister in you right now? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, man. There's a man in this room right now. Amen. Oh, you've been on the seesaw. Amen. A seesaw of emotions, a seesaw of life. Amen. One moment you feel God, next moment you don't know what's going on in your life. Things are up and down, up and down. Amen. God is here to help you. God wants to stabilize your relationship. Amen. Same thing. There's a lady here today. Amen. Oh, you've been going through it. You've been in the punches. Amen. Of the enemy. The truth has come to you. Don't let truth march on. Don't let truth pass you by. Truth wants to get you by the arm and lead you all the way through this life into eternity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Several times I've talked about repentance. And repentance is no good. You don't give you with it. They prayed in the Word of God that God would give a certain group of people a space to repent. You know what I feel right now? God has given a space for somebody to turn over their lives. Amen. You've been fretting over little things. You've been frustrated over things. I'm talking to somebody right now in the Holy Ghost. Amen. God is dealing with you right now. Amen. You've been going through things. Oh, you've been running your mouth the wrong direction. Amen. You haven't been instrumental in the kingdom of God. Amen. You've been drifting away from where you're supposed to be. Amen. Hear me today. There's a space right now for you to repent. There's a space for you to do more than say, God, I'm sorry. Amen. God wants more than a confession. God wants more than you just to say, God, forgive me. God wants you to surrender completely and give you to Him. Get your hand off the wheel. I'm telling somebody in the Holy Ghost right now, get your hand off the wheel of your life. You're fist to collide with something you won't get out of. Hallelujah. How convenient. The enemy sends different opportunities to those that gladly hold the will of their life. My God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Conviction is in this room right now. Holy Ghost has given a space for somebody to turn over to God everything and themselves. Hallelujah. Sister Kristen, go ahead and sing. Saints of God, I want you to lift your hearts to the Lord in this place. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is ministering God's work. Hallelujah. Jesus. The gift, the greatest gift is God. Hallelujah. 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 Come on. Hallelujah. God's waiting on you to make that move today. God's waiting for you to make that surrender. Hallelujah. Quit hanging on. Amen. To your old life, your old miserable life. Quit worshiping at the idols of pleasure. Pursuing other things. Quit worshiping at the other idols, other altars. Following the other whims. Give yourself to God. Hallelujah. Does God have a welcome today from you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, your hand is here today. God, you want to pull us close today, God. You want to robe us with your spirit. Hallelujah, Lord. Come on, man. You need to pray. Come on, lady. You need to talk to God in this place. Oh, go ahead. Hallelujah. Don't hold yourself back. God, here am I. Here am I. I give. I give, I give, I give, I give, I give, I give. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, ask him to forgive you. Forgive yourself with that today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I need my Jesus. Come on, I need my Jesus. How about you? Don't you need his presence right now? For you won't make it in this world very far without the Spirit of God. Come on, saint of God. Come on, saints. You need to wise up and rise up. Even get out of lethargy. Get out of that old place. Even rise up and begin to get real with God today. Get into business with God. Get one with God, saint of God. Hallelujah. If you have the Holy Ghost, I want you to pray right now. Amen. If you have the Holy Ghost, I want you to get involved with God right now. Lord, use me. Help me, Lord God. I want your spirit, Lord. I want your liberty. Hallelujah. Come on, saints. Lift that voice. I want you to pray. I want you to pray like this is our last service ever. Come on, pray like this is the service. Pray with meaning. Pray with reverence. Pray in the fear of God. Before God. Fall before God. Come on, fall before God. Lord, let my will fall before you. Let my ways fall before you and surrender. Hallelujah. Give it over to God today. I'm not afraid to everything and all of me. I give, I give, I give. Of David, come to the threshing floor, and he wanted to purchase that place to offer sacrifice. And the man said, "Here it is. I'm going to give it to you." David said, "No, no, no, no. If it don't cost me, you're really not worth it to me." And God saying to you, it's worth the price. Just so many people just not willing to pay. But I promise you, God is a great giver. You're not going to outgive God. When you give to God, I'm telling you, God's not going to match your gift. There's a lot of gift matching by people that are billionaires. They will match gifts when you give it to different places. God's grant is not a match, dollar for dollar, ounce for ounce, effort for effort. When you give yourself to God, that perfect giver will outgive you. You can't outgive God. Amen. How many of you are needing something from heaven today? The way to get it, instead of coming to the altar and saying, "What do I need?" You come and you give yourself to God. And you watch, amen, how great a giver our Father is. Amen. You can't outgive Him. Hallelujah. Would you lift your hands one more time with me? Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for being right here today, Lord. That great, perfect gift, Lord, that is from above. Hallelujah. That great gift, Lord, of yourself. We thank you, Jesus, for your spirit. We thank you for your promise and your power. Thank you for your glory. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Would you give the Lord a hand of praise now for who He is? For who He is. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Can I get maybe perhaps somebody to go to get the children out of Sunday school? Amen. Let them know. There they are. They were ready. God bless our children. Amen. You may be seated in the sanctuary. We're so thankful today. I want to say what an honor today. Amen. And I can't emphasize this enough. The most important pulpit that I ever preach in is this one. The most important people, you, and the most important message is the one that I preach to your soul. I thank God for my church family. Thank God for everyone that is here today. Our guests, we're so blessed to have you.